AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. Sean Watson and Quinberry Mike's side getting you ready for the nightcap of our girls and boys basketball doubleheader between Lakeview and Coldwater. Lakeview, kind of an interesting case. They're in the middle of the pack in the Smack East at 3-4. They're 5-5 overall. They did get to play Wednesday. It was a makeup game from Tuesday snow out against Gull Lake. And Lakeview is missing four of their players who are sitting out five-game suspensions due to breaking team rules. And they suffered partially as a result of that, but also because Gull Lake is a darn good basketball team. The final score of the game on Wednesday night was 91-57 Blue Devils. Someone handed you a coat. They don't realize that when we're wearing headsets, we're on the air and can't be bothered.
Oh, no, just a
there's got to be a full moon tonight.
A big offensive output by Gull Lake, no doubt about it. And it looked like, you know, the Lakeview Spartans are going to be missing some of their big guys tonight. And, you know, they're going to have to get some other people to step up, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, they do have the three or four of the boys that are out with for a couple of games for some
violating
team rules. So
they were
those things happen. So they got to adjust to that.
Well, one of the players that did not get suspended was Jake Bivens. He led the way for Lakeview with 17 points. The freshman guard C.J. Foster, 24 minutes, 11 points, one assist, and just two turnovers. And then Camden Haynes, another one of the starters from the game back in December. He had 10 points. Hunter Bost, 6 points and 10 rebounds as the Spartans went down to defeat. Take a look at the season stats. Unfortunately, your three leading scorers, Tyrese Frederick at 17.8, Donnie Ernsberger at 13.4, and Jake Love at about 8.7, they are three of the four players that are sitting out the suspensions. Leading scorers that are remaining, Jake Bivens averaging 11.3. He's actually the third leading scorer. C.J. Foster has been averaging 3.5.
Well, when you
and Hunter Bost, just a shade under a point a game. Leading rebounders have been Ernsberger at 7.4, Love at 5.6, Frederick at 6 a game. Jake Bivens will get the start tonight. He is the fourth leading rebounder at 4.8. So it goes without saying that tonight the Spartans are going to be leaning on Mr. Bivens a lot.
I'm sure they will. And, you know, the Cardinals are going to kind of show some different things tonight, as one of our best players are not going to be playing either.
You're talking about Luke Stempien, who injured his ankle, and I think the thinking right now is that he may be out a couple weeks.
Well, at least 2 or 3 weeks, and we hope it's not season-ending for the young man. You hate to see a senior end up being on the disabled list for his final part of his senior year. But Luke, going to have some work to do getting back in shape. Getting that ankle in shape and hopefully get back in time for tournaments.
You know, Luke Stempien throughout his varsity career has been kind of snake bit by injuries.
Yeah.
They took him out of a couple of
football games.
He was out for the second half of the 2012 football season. Missed a couple of games this past season.
Yeah, he's had some ankle injuries over the years, and you just hate to see that for the young man. He was kind of the leader on this team. A lot of times playing that point guard position. But he's going to help Coach Kelly over there tonight on the bench and with his boot on his foot. And we'll just see what happens here over the next 10 days to 2 weeks.
Meanwhile, you, as the coach of the JV boys team, losing one of your best players, as Nate Waterbury has earned the promotion up to the varsity.
Well,
my understanding is that was going to happen sooner rather than later, but the injury to Luke Stempien kind of helped speed that process up a little bit.
Well, yeah, I mean, Nathan, he's gonna do you a good job at any level, and he deserved a call-up. He's been leading us in scoring all year, averaging probably 18, 20 points a game for us and the JV. And I'll tell you what, he deserves the call-up, and he'll come in. He's going to contribute right away.
I actually do have his stat line from the nine games that he's played on your JVs. 18.8 points and about 4.6 rebounds a game.
And he's also just an outstanding free throw shooter, and that's what you're going to see from that young man. He'll take the ball to the basket hard. He's not afraid to give up his body a little bit, and he goes the line, and he's going to knock those free throws down.
Though we mentioned Lakeview 3-4 in the East, 5-5 overall. Coldwater still looking for their first East Division win at 0-6. They are 1-8 overall. Their last action was 10 days ago here against Tecumseh. The final score of that game was 47-32. Really, the big quarter in that game was the second. After the game was tied at 8 all after the first quarter, Tecumseh outscored Coldwater in the second quarter 15-8. And they never gave up the lead, really, after that. Your leading scorer on the night, back 10 days ago, Grant Maurer for Coldwater had 10. And then after that, we had Luke Beckhusen, Ryan Mock, and Logan Taggart, each with 4, Scout Case with 3. Silas Repetaro for Tecumseh, incidentally, coming off the bench to score 19, and Noah Ouellette with 12, as Tecumseh wound up getting their first win of the season at the expense of the Cardinals back on the 21st.
Well, probably, to be honest, probably one of the Cardinals' toughest offensive shows all year long, and they just had trouble getting the ball in a basket in that second half.
Getting back to Lakeview briefly, before the 91-57 loss on Wednesday to Gull Lake, their last action was back on the 17th, where they edged Sturgis by 150-49, and their previous game, they lost in overtime at Loy Norick, 77-74. So really, Lakeview really hasn't been blown out in any of their games aside from Wednesday night.
No, not really. This is a good ball club. Really, when you looked at preseason and talked to a lot of people, Lakeview was rated right up there with Battle Creek Central, you know, as one of the favorites in the SMAC, you know, and just hasn't quite materialized for them as of yet. Maybe coming off that big football year, some of the kids just are just starting to get in basketball shape, and these suspensions are going to hurt them a little bit, but I'll tell you what, also, it can help you because now they're going to be playing some more kids that haven't been getting a lot of playing time. And you come tournament time, that makes you a lot deeper and makes you a lot tougher.
Well, there's a silver lining behind that dark cloud with the suspensions to 4 Lakeview players, 3 starters. Taking a look at the SMAC East standings, Battle Creek is still right up there on top, 10-2 overall, 7-2 in the division. Harper Creek at 6-1 in the SMAC East, 7-2 overall. Then Gull Lake at 5-1 in the East, 7-3 overall. There's Lakeview in the middle of the pack, 3-4 in the East, 5-5 overall. Loy Norick, just a game under 500, both in the East and overall, 2-3 and 4-5 respectively. Sturgis, surprising, 2-4 in the East, but 6-4 overall. Marshall at 1-6 in the East, 3-7 overall. Marshall's first East Division win coming against Coldwater a couple of weeks ago. The Cardinals still looking for their first SMAC East win at 0-6. They're 1-8 overall. Their lone win coming against Eaton Rapids in the Holiday Hoops tournament.
Yeah, that Cardinals just got to go out and play some basketball. We got some good athletes out there, some good basketball players that they just got to, you know, forget about where they're at and go out and play hard and see what happens.
Yeah, the other games that are going on tonight, girls and boys basketball doubleheaders in the SMAC East. Battle Creek Central is hosting Loy Norick. Sturgis is at Gull Lake. Harper Creek is at Marshall. But really, when Harper Creek and Marshall play against each other, you just throw out the record books there because of that longstanding rivalry, right?
Yeah, no matter what sport it is over there. They even get violent in those golf games.
You speak from knowledge, having witnessed her. Evidently, we are checking in with Lakeview statistician about who the starters are going to be. Do want to mention, Lakeview goes right back into action after tonight's game with a makeup at Harper Creek. That was snowed out, weathered out this past, last week. And then regularly scheduled game for Coldwater, cross-county battle against Quincy. They're in action tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe that's right.
We will go ahead and take this two-minute break, be back with the starting lineups in the opening tip of our boys' contest. The Coldwater Cardinals taking on the Lakeview Spartans in boys' basketball. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Julie's, Julie's, find Julie's as the best.
For over 45 years, Culey's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater has kept customers coming back with great quality jewelry, the lowest prices, and a repair department that's second to none. With an expert sales staff just waiting to help you purchase that perfect gift, Culey's is the place to go. Engagement rings are waiting for your approval. Come see their selection of carat diamonds in either princess or brilliant cut round stones. Watches need a new home. Diamond earrings and pendants are all calling your name. Plus, it's not too early to start thinking about that special Valentine's Day gift. With free layaway and gift wrapping, shop where shopping is fun. Culey's Jewelry. Culey's Jewelry, located in downtown Coldwater since 1968.
Culey's, Culey's, fine jewelry says it best.
Harold has it. That's right, Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Here are the starting lineups for tonight's game between Lakeview and Coldwater in Smack East boys basketball. For the Spartans, 3-4 in the East, 5-5 overall, under head coach Steve Wickman. The guards tonight, three of them, C.J. Foster, a 5'6 freshman, Jake Bivens, a 6'1 senior, and Camden Haynes, a 5'10 senior. Up front, Jake Watson will get the start, 6'3 junior, and Hunter Bost, a 6'3 junior. For the Coldwater Cardinals, 0-6 in the East, 1-8 overall under head coach Brian Kelly. The new look starting lineup is going to feature Michael Magos getting the start tonight, a 5'11 junior. His play has been improving over the past few weeks.
Michael hopefully got that confidence back, that little swagger, and he's a good ball player.
Grant Maurer also getting the start up front. He is a 6-foot senior. Blaze Watson getting his first start on the varsity. He is a 6-1 junior. Up front, Ryan Mock, a 6-3 senior, and Logan Taggart, a 6-4 junior. Taggart is Coldwater's leading scorer coming into tonight's game. He is now averaging 12.1 points a game. The injured Luke Stempion averaging 8.4. Taggart also Coldwater's leading rebounder at about 5.6 a game.
Well, a little bit different look for the Lakeview team tonight than what we've seen here the last couple of years. So,
well, it's also a different look for the Cardinals here. It will be Jake Watson jumping at center circle against Logan Taggart. Lakeview moving from right to left here in the first half in their road purples with a white trim. Coldwater and their home whites with a red trim moving from left to right. Ball is in the air. Mock had it, but it was taken away by Camden Hames. Here come the Lakeview Spartans. Boss cut off. We'll have to get the ball outside to Jake Bivens. Spin move at the free throw line. Shoots over Grant Maurer. In and out. Magos with a rebound. Here comes Blaze Watson off the long home run pass from Magos. Immediately, Watson's doubled up, and we're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to point to Coldwater.
Cardinals going to get it back. I like that, though. Magos got that ball up four in a hurry. Blaze got to handle it, though, as that double team comes.
Blaze gets to inbound the ball. Ryan Mock finds Taggart. Bounce pass looking for Maurer back outside. It was taken away by Bivens. Oh, long throw comes to Camden Haynes, whose heel was on the baseline as he caught the ball. He didn't even realize it. Unforced turnover. The ball back to Coldwater. No score. 7:25 left in the quarter.
1-3-1 by Lakeview.
Here's Ryan Mock on the right corner. Get the ball back up top to Magos. We will see a lot of Nate Waterbury in this game as well. He'll come off the bench being called up from the JVs. Logan Taggart puts the Cardinals up on the board first, 2-0. A strong battle underneath the bucket for him. Here's Bivens for the Spartans, moving to the right elbow. Get the ball up top to Camden Haynes. His shot from the left elbow short. Whistle and a foul on the rebound.
Ryan Mock with just an awesome, great job of boxing out over there. Got the young man to go over the top. Got the foul.
The young man in question is Jake Watson with the first foul of the game. Here comes a trap by Lakeview near half court. The Cardinals able to get away from that. Here comes Grant Maurer. Lost the handle on the ball on his drive left baseline.
Grant going hard to the basket there.
2-0, Coldwater, 6:40 and counting left to play in the first quarter as Lakeview gets the ball up the floor. It's the last time that Lakeview and Coldwater will play each other in boys basketball as members of the same league. Spin move and a shot from just inside the free throw line is good for Hunter Boss. We're tied at twos. Magos throws the ball to Blaze Watson. He traveled with the ball.
Wow. That's a tough call. That really looked like a nice pass over there. I don't know where that official came up with that call.
And I thought the ball was knocked away from Blaze from behind, too. Oh, here comes C.J. Foster on the weave. It comes to Bivens. Penetration down the middle, and he scores on the finger roller. Lakeview with their first lead of the game, 4-2, 6:08 left to play in the quarter. Ryan Mock still on the backcourt. Hawk by Watson. Grant Maurer, the ball in and out of his hands, taken away by Lakeview. Here comes Watson. Count the bucket and one as Ryan Mock has assessed the foul. First of the game for the Cardinals. The Spartans lead 6-2 and could be 7-2 if Jake Watson finishes the three-point play with 5:59 left to play in the first quarter. Well, the Boo Birds behind us are getting really active. 7-2, Cardinals trail by 5. Mago still in the backcourt. Double team is going to come out on him. Needs help, finds Grant Maurer. Having a little bit of trouble handling the ball. He had a couple of unforced turnovers. Maurer doubled up between the circles, and he gives the ball up intended for Magos. It's taken away by Bivens. Magos, good job back on defense, poking the ball away up into the third row. The Cardinal crazy. Actually, I think the Cardinal mascot caught the ball and gave it. Yeah, they will give a foul, unfortunately, to Magos. His first team, second, 30-second timeout. Brian Kelly, 5:40 left in the first quarter, 7-2 Lakeview. It's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
5:40 left to play in the first quarter. It is Lakeview ball. They lead by 5, 7-2. C.J. Foster will loft the ball on the inbound. Jake Bivens catches. Taken away by the Cardinals. Here comes Michael Magos. 1-on-3 break layup. doesn't go in, but he's fouled. He'll go up for two.
Good job there by Michael.
For Lakeview, Hunter Boss picking up his first foul, team second. Let's see how Magos has done at the free throw line. Just one of five so far in the season, 20%. But as you said, his conference surely must be on the upswing with his improved play second half of the season. First one bounces off the rim as I say that.
Come on, here we go, Michael. He'll knock this one down.
The clock has stopped, 5:33 left to play in the first quarter. Back end of this trip to the line for Magos. Rattles in, he splits the pair. Coldwater trails by four, 7-3. Quickly, the ball comes up the floor. C.J. Foster, pretty impressive-looking freshman.
He is quick, there's no doubt about it.
Camden Haynes, get it to Foster for three from the right corner. It's short, the ball tipped. Mock hauls it in. Despite pressure coming from behind from Boss, ball poked away, ball down on the ground. Ball got away from everybody, and it's going to be
Lakeview ball.
It was last touched by the Cardinals. T.J. Fisk, who we did not see at all in the game up at Lakeview, he checks in for the Spartans. He's a 6'2 junior. Also coming in is Rashawn Cobb. I don't believe we saw him in that game either. We did very little. Lakeview leads 7-3. Miss on the shot by Fisk from the right baseline. Here come the Cardinals. Magos throws the ball to Blaze Watson, drives baseline right side, scoop shot, got a nice roll.
Good take there by Blaze, good pass by Michael.
7-5, Coldwater trails by just two, whistle. And what do we have, a foul away from the ball?
I believe we got a, moving on the screen there, yep.
Rashawn Cobb picking up his first foul, team third. Taggart with a bucket, Watson with a bucket, Magos with a free throw. Those are five up for the Cardinals right now. Bivens with two, Jake Watson with three, Hunter Boss with two. Those are the seven for the Spartans. And Blaze Watson finishes off a great, great pass. It's a 7-7 tie, 4:35 left to play in the first quarter. Here's Cobb on the left corner. Mock picks him up on the man-to-man defense. It comes out to C.J. Foster. He's a tiny kid at about 5'6", but man, he's got jets in the sneakers and then some, plus his natural ability.
No, he's going to call the foul.
Jake Bivens on the take to the bucket. You thought that he walked. The referees give Grant Maurer his first foul, team third.
I think Coach Kelly thought he walked too. I think he agrees with me.
Of course, since both of you are wearing Cardinal red, there's not many times where you necessarily disagreed with each other, have there been?
Not here too
comes
often.
Foster with a dribble drive, comes outside to Haynes, a shot for three from the left wing, short. There's Foster with a rebound, he gets it out to the perimeter. Magos trails him, it comes to Cobb on the right corner, now to the left wing. Jake Bivens shaking, baking, driving down the middle, drawing a foul as the Cardinal defense collapsed on him. Logan Taggart with his first foul, team fourth, four fouls up for Coldwater, three for Lakeview. And a shooting foul will send Jake Bivens up to the line. First of two bounces off the back of the rim. About a 64.6% free throw shooter. Russell Mathiak coming in for the Spartans. He is a 6'1 senior. Bivens missed on both. Loose ball comes to Fisk. Bad job boxing out by Coldwater. Foster with a dribble drive. The floater from the elbow. Short. Maurer with a rebound. It remains tied at seven. Grant Maurer, all sorts of trouble in the backcourt. Finally, a whistle and a foul committed by T.J. Fisk. Both he and Foster were pesky in guarding Maurer in the backcourt. T.J. Fisk with his first foul. Team fouls are even at four apiece. 7-7 tie. 3:45 left to play in the first quarter. Here's Magos for three, right wing. Bounces off the back of the rim. One and done. Here comes Jake Bivens. He's on the run. Puts a shoulder down into Blaze Watson. Loses his balance. Watson comes up with a loose bucket. Jake Bivens is still down. As C.J. Foster gets a steal. Tried to put the ball back. Gets fouled. Grant Maurer, to add insult to injury, picks up his second foul. 15th. C.J. Foster to the free throw line. Seeing as how Bivens was really slow in getting up, Steve Wickman is going to send Hunter Bost. Oh, you have an official timeout. They're recognizing that Jake Bivens is injured, I think.
What's going on? I'm still not sure. They're going to let him shoot two again?
I was going to say, Jake Bivens is all the way up in the front court. They weren't ready to give C.J. Foster the ball, evidently. He gets the first one to go in. Bost comes back in as Fisk comes out. And Camden Hames came in for Jake Bivens. 8-7, Lakeview retakes the lead, and now 9-7, Foster makes both. Foster, 10 of 11 from the free throw line so far this season. 90, just a tick under 91%. Oh, key for the Cardinals, make sure he doesn't get to the free throw line. Blaze Watson with a take to the bucket. He has 6 points, and we're tied at 9. Almost a steal other end of the floor by Michael Magels, but he was straddling the sideline in front of the Coldwater bench. Big grin on Brian Kelly's face at the end of that play, even though Lakeview's going to get the ball back.
He's just excited about the Cardinals' play here. They're playing so hard right now. Blaze and Michael have just really given us a spark tonight.
The two juniors. In the absence of Luke Stempien, he's got that walking cast on his right ankle, so he's going to be out at least a couple of weeks. A miss, and here come the Cardinals. Ryan Hadley checked in. How about that? Blaze with his 8th point.
Big first quarter for Blaze.
Same spot in the corner, right on the left baseline from 5. He's gotten at least 3 of those buckets. The Cardinals with an 11-9 lead. Here comes Camden Haynes. The runner doesn't go in. Magos comes up with a rebound. Magos had numbers. Ball comes out. Blaze Watson, 3. Rattles off the hoop from the right wing. Ball tipped to the Spartans. Here comes C.J. Foster.
Oh.
Count the bucket and 1 as Blaze Watson took it hard trying to stop the play. Blaze Watson with his first foul. That is going to be 6 fouls up on the board for Coldwater. Or tied at 11s after the made bucket by C.J. Foster. Lakey could retake the lead if Foster makes, and he does. Magos comes to the bench. Luke Beckhusen comes in for him, a 5'10 sophomore. Meanwhile, Lakey is going to send Jake Watson back into their lineup. And Nate Waterbury is going to get called in to the lineup, and they'll wave him in. Blaze Watson getting a well-earned breather, and Nate Waterbury making his varsity debut, a 5'10 sophomore, the leading scorer on your JV team through the 9 games that he's played. Ryan Mock catches the long pass. He's fouled left sideline. And for Lakeview, Jake Bivens picking up his first foul. Team 5th. Mock will trigger sideline left. The Cardinals trail by 1, 12-11. The inbound comes to Waterbury. Now Mock on the left wing inside to Hadley. He's 2-time. Get it out to Mock. Down the middle, he leaves it short. Taggart with a rebound. Put back, yes!
Good put back by Taggart there.
The games that Lakeview and Coldwater have played against each other, especially here in this gym, have been so memorable over the last decade, really. 13-12, Lakeview trails by 1. Minute 40 left to play in the first quarter. Lakeview, though, has the ball. Here's Haynes throwing the ball to Jake Bivens, who came back in after a quick breather. Spin move, got past Waterbury. Whistle, and I think Waterbury is going to get to the scorebook. Unfortunately, it's for his first foul. Team 7th. Oh, Bivens to the free throw line. Mathiak comes out of the Lakeview lineup, and looks like Foster's back in. Bivens, front end of this 1-1 trip, goes in. He'll get the bonus. We're tied back up at 13s with a minute 32 left to play in the first quarter. The second one is down, is up. It's too short off the rim. Ball comes back to the Spartans after being volleyballed several times. Falling away. Ball taken away by Hanley. Ryan Hanley puts a shoulder in front of C.J. Foster. Ball down on the ground. Foster and Hanley. A wrestling match breaking out at the center court circle. Jump ball, and the Spartans are going to get it back. Ryan Hanley, the 6'3 senior, good contributions off the bench.
Yeah, he's kind of fallen into that role and done a real nice job with it.
Jake Watson, C.J. Foster, Jake Bivens, Hunter Bost, and Camden Haynes, the five on the floor for Lakey right now. Bivens double-teamed on the left baseline. It's short. Bodies flying all over the place. Beck Huesen comes up ahead to Ryan Hanley. He had numbers. He leaves it just short. Whistle and a foul, and Hunter Boss throws up his hands in disbelief because he's going to be assessed the foul by one of the few referees that we can name off the top of our heads, Rich Randall. Second on Boss, six on the Spartans. T.J. Fisk will come in momentarily. First of two from the free throw line for Ryan Hanley is down, is up. It's a line drive that goes off the back of the rim. For the season, Ryan Hanley shooting just 25% from the charity stripe. Blaze Watson comes back in. Ryan Mott comes to the bench. The five on the floor right now for Coldwater. It's Blaze, Logan Taggart, Luke Stempien, Nate Waterbury, and Ryan Hanley, who's at the free throw line and splits the pair from the charity stripe. 14-13, the Cardinals retake the lead. 1 minute left to play in the first quarter. Foster on the weave, it comes to Bivens. Now he's at the top of the key, give it to Haynes. Beck Huesen picks him up on defense, bounce pass. Foster, left corner three, it's just a little short, ball tipped by Taggart to Blaze. Beck Huesen, long throw to Waterbury. Along the weak side, he'll run along the baseline, and the ball is kicked out by Lakeview, as Waterbury was trying to get the ball back out to Blaze. 38.7 seconds left in the quarter. The Cardinals with a one-point lead, 14-13. Watson looking, finds Beck Huesen. Lakeview's fallen into a 2-3 zone. Here's Blaze on the left wing. Launches a 17-footer. It's just short. Hanley comes up with a rebound underneath. He's two-timed underneath. Trying to post up, can't get that one to go in. Third chance doesn't go in, but he's fouled. He'll go back up for a pair with 24 seconds exactly left in the quarter.
Ryan with just good hard work under that offensive board. Now we got to knock them free throws down.
Jake Watson for Lakey with his second foul, team seven. So both teams now on the bonus. Shooting foul, first of two from Hadley is good. Cardinals now lead by two. Taggart to the bench, and Jordan Butler, 6'3 junior, comes in. Meanwhile, Watson to the bench. That's Jake Watson for Lakeview, and it looks like Rashad Cobb is back in. 15-13 Cardinals, remains 15-13. It missed wide right rather badly. Fisk two-timed in the backcourt as he got the rebound. Finds C.J. Foster. He's in the front court. Now the Lakeview Spartans will play for the final shot of the quarter. Try to tie or perhaps take the lead. Bivens. Offensive foul! That's going to be two on Bivens.
Good job there. Hadley just playing good, tough defense. Just got in the way.
So everything
Bivens go right through him.
Everything I said about Lakeview playing for the final shot of the quarter, scrub that. Now it's the Cardinals' chance for the final shot of the frame. Ball knocked away by Bivens from Blaze Watson, left sideline. Oh, Blaze will trigger 30 feet away from the Coldwater bucket with 4.4 seconds left in the frame. Blaze is looking, and finds Waterbury. Up top, bounce pass to Beck Huesen, 17-footer.
He made
goes
it.
In at the buzzer.
Great pass.
The Cardinals lead 17-13 over Lakeview after one. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Coldwater ball to start the second quarter. A 17-footer by Luke Beckhues and at the buzzer, giving the Cardinals a 17-13 lead to start play here in the second stanza. Beckhues in with the ball. Bounce pass to Waterbury. He's trapped in the back right corner. Finds Beckhues. Now on the weave, it's going to come to Waterbury. Butler getting to Beckhues in the runner from the right baseline. A short loose ball taken away from Waterbury by Foster. Bounce pass to Camden Hames, and he gets the layup on the fast break. 17-15 Cardinals. Waterbury lost the handle on the ball. He picks it back up. He'll try and take it himself and draw the foul.
Right there is Nathan Waterbury at his best.
Jake Bivens, trouble for Lakeview. He just picked up his third foul, team ninth. And that will get Devin Sherlock getting ready to check in for the first time. Matt Aldrank, a 5'11 junior, checked in for... I take that back. Cobb came in during the break, and we see Devin Sherlock, a 5'9 junior, coming in for him. Waterbury makes the first of two from the charity stripe, giving the Cardinals an 18-15 lead. Second one is down, is up. It rattled in and out. 7:20 left to play in the half. 18-15 Cardinals. Here is C.J. Foster. Get it to Sherlock. On the left corner, moving to the free throw line, kick the ball out to Foster on the right corner. Now the give to TJ Fisk. Fake shot from the free throw line. And the Spartans draw to within one, 18-17. Here comes Michael Magos. Ball taken away by Rashad Cobb, and he double dribbled with the ball. Blaze Watson will trigger in front of the Lakeview bench. He's standing right next to Lakeview's head coach, Steve Wick. And the inbound comes to Waterbury. Blows by Haynes. Gets the ball to Taggart. Moves to the left baseline. It's short. Hadley's there with a rebound. Whistle and a Lakeview foul. Hadley's going to go up for two.
Sherlock picking up that little reach-in foul there.
His first is a team 10th. The Cardinals are going to be in the double bonus the rest of the half. Scout Case getting ready to check in for Coldwater, a 5'6 senior. I don't think Hadley realized that he was going to go up to the free throw line for two. Scout Case will come in before Hadley takes those free throws. Nate Waterbury's hurt.
Yeah, he just got a... A little bump in the nose, got a little bloody nose. Phil will fix him up there. He'll be back out here.
Varsity action, nothing like what he saw in the JVs. Especially against a rugged team like Lakeview.
No, that's for sure.
Hadley misses the front end of this trip to the free throw line. It remains, for the time being, 18-17 Coldwater with 6:49 left in the half. Second one is good. Hadley splits the pair. For the season, the Cardinals' free throw shooting average hovering at about 52.2%. Opponents have been shooting 65.6%. How about that bucket getting a nice generous roll for Camden Hames? We're tied up at 19s, 6:30 and counting left to play in the half. Blaze Watson in trouble, trying to feed Hanley inside, threading the needle, underhands it, Magos, right corner three, bounces off the rim, rebounded by Blaze Watson, put back off the glass, no good. Michael Magos slipped as he was boxing out for the rebound. Cobb was in position too, and Cobb's going to be assessed the foul. It's going to be his second. Magos to the charity stripe.
Nope, they're going to... Oh, no, they got a one and one.
No, it's a two-shot trip to the line because Lakeview's in the double bonus.
That's right.
The clock has stopped with 6:19 left to play in the first half. First one is good for Magos. Mock will come back into the Coldwater lineup. Hadley to the bench. It's Case, Taggart, Magos, Watson, and Mock. The five on the floor for the Cardinals, who have just retaken the lead 20-19. Fisk, Cobb, Foster, Hames, and Sherlock, the five on the floor for Lakeview right now. A miss on the back end, Cobb with a rebound. 20-19 Cardinals. Here's C.J. Foster on the weave. It comes to Hames. The free throw line. Triple team collapsed on him. His shot off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Spin move by Case. Gets it across the timeline. Here's Magos. He traveled with the ball as Sherlock and Foster were double teaming him on the right corner. 6 minutes left to play in the first half. It is Coldwater leading Lakeview 20-19. Last ever meeting between these two longtime Twin Valley rivals in the same league. Lakeview will stay in the SMAC East next season while Coldwater moves on to the Interstate 8. NBA range three from Camden Haynes. A short rebound putback, no good for Sherlock. Taggart with a rebound. Case ahead to Ryan Mock. Immediately triple team. Get it to Case now. Magos left wing open for three. Bam!
That's it, Michael. Back down those threes.
We're going to have to reset things other end of the floor because the ball wasn't properly inbounded, evidently. Cobb will inbound the ball to Foster. The Cardinals now lead by four, 23-19. Foster to Hames on the left wing, moving off the screen set by Fisk. Pull-up jumper from the right elbow, in and out. Fisk underneath with a rebound. Putback doesn't go in, but he's fouled. Fisk will go up to the line for two as Blaze Watson picks up his second foul. Team eighth.
Cardinals 23-19.
Remains 23-19. Fisk misses the front end of that trip to the stripe. Fisk, 66.7% from the free throw line. Granted, it was 2 of 3 coming in. He splits the pair here. The lead now 3, 23-20. Who came in for Coldwater? Waterbury's back in.
Waterbury came back in for Watson.
Well, it's good that he doesn't have that big wad of gauze stuffed up his nose, so he's able to get that nosebleed taken care of for the time being. Taggart catches between the circles. Now Mock down the middle. The floater in and out. Rebounded by C.J. Foster. Here he comes. Michael Magos trailing him on defense. The give to Sherlock. No good. Rebound half in, though. Does go in for T.J. Fisk, and Lakeview trails by one. 23-22 Cardinals. 4:46 and counting left to play in the half. How about that? Waterbury goes underneath the leaping Lakeview player's legs, and that leaping Lakeview player is going to be assessed the foul. It's Camden Haynes, his first. Waterbury back to the free throw line.
Nathan's split his first two varsity free throws. See if he can knock down two here.
Hopefully give the Cardinals a three-point lead. It's two right now as Waterbury makes the first. C.J. Second one is good. It is now a three-point lead for Coldwater, 25-22. They are throwing out some token pressure. C.J. Foster gets it across the timeline. Case following him. Here's the give to Jake Watson, who checked in, and he calmly launches and buries a 17-footer from the left baseline. One-point lead once again, 25-24. Ball comes ahead to Waterbury. He needs help. He needs help as Sherlock is guarding him. Mock to Case between the circles. Here's Magos on the right wing. He's two-time. Bounce pass Case on the right corner. Now back up top to Magos. 4:10 left to play in the half. 25-24. Case for three from the right wing. It's short. And the long bounce goes out of bounds. Back to Lakeview. Russell Mathiak comes in to the Lakeview lineup with 4:04 left to play in the half. Meanwhile, Sherlock out and Hunter Boss. He almost went into the game without checking at the scorer's table to Margo Boyd, the official scorer.
Oh, just kind of a hockey change there.
Maybe he's played some pickup hockey. I don't know. Token pressure being thrown out by the Cardinals once again. Look to trap the ball handler. Here's C.J. Foster. Long throw comes to Boss. Comes out to Foster. Up top for three. It's just short. The ball ricocheted off a mock. He can't haul it in. It's going to go back to Lakeview. The 3:47 left in the half. Beckhusen checks in for Case for the Coldwater Cardinals. Foster, who's about half a head shorter than Luke Beckhusen, will inbound the ball for Lakeview. And he will loft it. It's hauled in by Jake Watson. Fadeaway Jay from the middle is short. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Make up your mind. Who's getting the ball? The referee underneath the bucket was pointing all sorts of different directions. It looks like it's going to be
Lakeview ball.
Foster inbounds the ball. Comes around to the perimeter. Bossed on the left wing. Back up top to Mathiak. And now Haynes will slow things down for the Lakeview Spartans. They trail by one, 25-24, 3:30 left in the half. Watson hop step in front of Taggart, leaves it short. Logan with a rebound for Coldwater. Here comes Waterbury across the timeline. Bounce pass to Beckhusen. Now back to Waterbury. NBA range three bounces off the rim. Almost went in, but it came to Jake Watson. Whistle, and we're going to get a Coldwater foul, and we're going to go the other way for a 1-1 for the Lakeview Spartans. Ryan Mock picking up his second foul, team ninth. I missed that. Mock comes to the bench. Hadley comes in for him. And Jake Watson to the free throw line. Final 1-1 here in the first half. First to two is going to shimmy in. He'll get the bonus. That was, in fact, a 1-1. So Magos was almost in the other end of the floor. He forgot that.
That's all right.
Didn't even notice that Watson had actually made the front end of that 1-1. So Watson is entitled a bonus. It's a 25-25 tie for the lead. There it is. Lakeview leads 26-25. Both makes. Magos, long throw. Beckhusen bobbles the ball. He's immediately two-time, needs help, finds Waterbury. Now up top, Magos for three up top. Wide left, ball ricochets to the Spartans. Except that Hunter Boss tried to underhand it to C.J. Foster. Out of control, it goes out of bounds. Back to Coldwater. Waterbury to Beckhusen as the Cardinals show a four corners look. The bounce pass to Magos, now moving to the right wing, get it to Beckhusen in the corner for three. Bounces off the rim, skying for the rebound was Hadley. Haynes comes up with it, falling away. He gets the ball to C.J. Foster. He wants to run. The layup is good for C.J. Foster. Lakeview now leads by three, and they've got a little bit of mo with 2:31 and counting off the play in the half. Waterbury foul just past the half court line. C.J. Foster with his first to the charity stripe for the sophomore.
Nathan, with that ability to get fouled, and he's such a good free throw shooter.
So it's kind of the opposite of the foul magnet effect that his older brother Nick had the past couple of years. Nick kept getting assessed fouls, and so far in his varsity debut, Nate's been able to draw the fouls. This is the first one, though. It remains 28-25 Spartans with 2:30 left in the half. Second one is good. So he splits the pair. The Cardinals draw to within two. Next time we get a chance to catch our breath, so we can update the WTVB scoreboard. How about that? We do have a halftime score from the Quincy Springport Hall of Fame basketball game. Nice ball movement by the Lakey Spartans. Bossed up top to Mathiak. Here's Foster for three, and he calmly drains his first triple of the game. Lakeview's biggest lead of the night is five right now, 31-26. We count down to 2 minutes left in the half. May goes bounce pass to Beck Husen with a minute 54 left in the half. 31-26. Waterbury to Magos, now back to Nate on the right wing. Lakeview turning up the pressure on the man-to-man D. Here's Hadley on the left wing. He's two-time trying to loft the ball over to Logan Taggart. It was too much air underneath that ball, and Taggart couldn't haul it in. It goes out of bounds back to Lakeview.
Great idea there by Ryan. Just a little too much mustard on that one.
Cardinals with a press at half court. They're able to break it. Mathiak bounced past the boss, trying to sling the ball. Foster tracks it down before it rolls past the half-court line. Here's a dribble drive, kick the ball out. Jake Watson on the right corner. There's a whistle and a foul as Hadley gets pulled up. It's a Lakeview foul, and we're going the other way for two.
Oh, it's an offensive foul on the charge. So
I didn't even see the charge indicated. C.J. Foster picking up his second quick foul.
118.
26 for the Cardinals and 31 for the Lakeview Spartans. A minute 10 left to play in the half. Lakeview double-teaming whoever has the ball at every opportunity. Here's Taggart posting up behind Jake Watson. Taggart scores his sixth point of the game, and it's a three-point lead, 31-28. The way things are going, we may give you those scoring updates from the WTVB scoreboard during the Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report, which will also feature an edition of MHSAA Perspective. We'll tell you about that in a little bit. A floater by C.J. Foster, left elbow is short. Rebound tap-in goes in for Jake Watson. Lakeview leads by five once again, 33-28, 31 seconds left in the half. Here's Beck Husen. Oh, he threw the ball away over Waterbury's hands. And it's going to go out of bounds back to the Lakeview Spartans. Okay, now a chance to update the WTVB scoreboard at the half. Quincy leading Springport 30-24. Quincy comes to the Coldwater High School gym on Monday. Quincy is about a game behind Homer in the Big 8 Conference race.
Quincy having a real solid season over there.
Second year under Scott Rodesiler. They're looking awful good right now. Lakeview playing for the final shot of the half, leading by five, running the motion offense off the screen. Mathiak shoots from the right elbow. Short rebound putback. Doesn't go in for Jake Watson. Whistle and a foul, and it looks like Hunter Boss is going to be assessed his third. Oh, with 3.2 seconds left in the half. Coldwater to the free throw line for a pair. In finals of the WTVB scoreboard from the Smack West girls basketball, Lakeshore with a 1-point win over Kalamazoo Central, 62-61. Taggart to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Back here for Coldwater, first of two rattles in. At the end of the first overtime in girls basketball, St. Joseph and Portage Central was tied at 40. Boys basketball at the half, Kalamazoo Central leading Lakeshore 29-18. Taggart makes both ends of that trip to the free throw line. Three-point lead, quickly other end of the floor. Here's a three-pointer at the buzzer. Does not go in for John Munoz, who checked in. 33-30, Lakeview leading Coldwater at the halftime break. The halftime report is brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title, wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have had over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. You can call them at 278-6960. We'll take this 3-minute, 15-second break and bring you the numbers after this week's edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. This week's edition, John Johnson will be talking about an end-around play being done on legitimate foreign exchange programs to recruit athletes. That'll be coming up after this. Actually, we will take this 1-minute break and bring you MHSAA Perspective, and then back here with the numbers. That's what we'll do. 33-30, Spartans on top of Coldwater. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people, so I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
Time to go to work, Angels. There's a dad that needs a reliable car to get to his new job.
We're on it, Al.
My new job starts tomorrow, but we have terrible credit.
Don't worry. Rainbow Motor Sales will give you $1,000 for your trade with guaranteed credit approval.
Thanks, Rainbow Motor Angels.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater. Or visit us online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
Hoop trafficking. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live.
My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I remember back to high school running into kids from other schools now and then who were foreign exchange students. A nice opportunity to share our culture with someone from another land. It was a novelty, and after a short time, they were gone. Today, foreign exchange students are no longer a novelty, with some coming to our country through highly organized programs where they are placed randomly for the cultural experience, others being trafficked by specific people to specific locations, specifically for the sports experience outside of such programs. It wasn't that long ago that we read of entire starting lineups being built by this foreign pipeline to other states. Horror stories of local kids being displaced from teams and local leagues and state tournaments being overrun. It wasn't a problem in Michigan because schools had adopted rules which allowed for eligibility only for a year and only if they came through a program approved by the Council on Standards for International Educational Travel. But in the past few years, the number of students being imported through different channels and allowed to stay and play for multiple years at non-public schools has increased 1,000% as a result of a 1996 federal law, and Michigan now seems to be targeted in this arranged international placement of some pretty able-bodied athletes. Kids are directed to schools where adults bring them in, having connections, primarily in basketball, and having their living expenses and tuition paid for by these brokers who stand to benefit in some way, direct or indirect, from their presence on a particular team. That, my friends, is recruiting, pure and simple. And before you start feeling sympathy for these foreign children, realize this. These kids could be coming through the pipeline, trafficked from a foreign land, or even nearby places like Farwell, Fenton, or Felch, to their new school, and the outcome would be the same. It's recruiting. It's what's described in the MHSAA handbook under the heading Undue Influence, and either the school or the young people, or both, have a penalty to pay. and at a time when kids are already transferring en masse to follow a coach or a teammate from their non-school teams, something that becomes much tougher, by the way, beginning in August, with a possible loss of eligibility for up to a year, something must be done and be done quickly to fix the net through which these young people from a foreign land are passing, something which lets kids on real foreign exchange programs come in and enjoy some of the best things we have to offer from our educational programs, and something which keeps everyone else out, putting the flesh peddlers out of business. The winter tournament season begins soon, and the MHSEA TV website has a special deal for you. Just $14.95 will give you access to watch live final streaming video from the team and individual wrestling, ice hockey, Lower Peninsula boys swimming and diving, girls gymnastics, and the semifinals of the girls and boys basketball tournaments. Your $14.95 pass is good for 30 days of tournament action. Get yours beginning February 21st at the MHSEA website. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSEA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSEA Network.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
The Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report rolling on from here at Coldwater High School. Lakeview leading Coldwater in the boys' game 33-30, and here is how they have scored. For the Lakeview Spartans, C.J. Foster leading the way with 10 points. I've got Jake Bivens with 3. Jake Watson has 6, 7, 8, 9. And Camden Hames with 4. T.J. Fisk with 5. Hunter Bost with 2. Those are the 33 that are up on the board for Lakeview. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, Luke Beckhusen, 2, Nate Waterbury, 4, Michael Magos, 5, Ryan Hadley, 3, Blaze Watson, and Logan Taggart leading the way for the red and white with 8 apiece. Those are the 30 that Coldwater has up right now. By the quarter, 17-13 in the first favor Coldwater, 20-13 in the second favor Lakeview. Shooting percentages, we've got Lakeview 35.3%, 12 of 34 shooting, 1 of 5 from downtown, 8 of 12 from the charity stripe, 66.7% there. 9 of 23 shooting for Coldwater, 39.1%. 1 of 8 from the charity, three-point line, and 11 of 18 from the free throw line, 61%. Total rebounds, 20 apiece. Turnovers, 13 for Coldwater, 5 for Lakeview. Off those turnovers, the Spartans with an 11-4 edge.
Well, I think it was a real inspired first half by the Cardinals as they moved the ball up and down the court. I think they had a lot of young players on the court at all times. And you're going to have a few more turnovers. But I think as they get longer into this game, I think you're going to see a much cleaner second half for the Cardinals. Hopefully we can knock down a couple threes because we do have some good three-point shooters. It's just a matter of getting them open, getting their confidence up. And once we do that, we'll be fine. But a nice half for Blaze Watson. I was glad to see that. I thought Michael Magos did a very nice job at the point guard position.
I mentioned at the half, Quincy was leading Springport 30-24. It is their Hall of Fame night, the 3 inductees into the Quincy High School Athletic Hall of Fame. We've always had a lot of fun when we've come out and covered their Hall of Fame night. This year, getting inducted, longtime golf coach Jack Feller, who I bet you didn't know, he played in the Detroit Tigers minor league system for a little bit.
Oh, yes, I did. I knew Jack actually played some baseball and softball with his son.
Mark Loveberry also getting inducted. He's been around Quincy basketball seemingly forever, now as a volunteer assistant coach. And also Betsy Hoflinger, who we both have had the pleasure of seeing her play basketball in the middle part of the last decade.
Yes, we did. And three very deserving people over there in Quincy. Very, very much supportive of their community and also very good athletes.
Meanwhile, Union City is hosting Reading on their snow coming night. Tekontcha is hosting Bellevue. Girls basketball, Bronson, a tough contest hosting Athens here at Coldwater High School. Halftime of the boys' game, 33-30, Spartans. Second half in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater?
Be like July 5th at a fireworks store?
It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco.
A hitch to haul it?
Haylett has them.
Parts and accessories?
Anything.
And everything you want.
And one more thing.
Service.
As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot,
Haylett has 14s in stock.
New floor plans you've got to see.
Dave doesn't have many 13s.
So guess what?
They're giving 2013 discount deals
on 14s.
RVs and fifth wheels
go where everybody goes.
Hightail it to Haylett.
Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13
in Coldwater, Michigan.
And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.